Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好，我是 Jenny，
我是 Adam。
我们上一次呢讲了很多 idioms and slang, sports related.
That's right.
上次节目里也说，其实美语里有很多。另外有一个大的项呢，一个类目就是
food.
Food related idioms and slangs. 所以今天呢我们就教大家一些非常实用的，而且我觉得就是你听了学了以后应该也会给你留下挺深刻印象的 because they're very fun and interesting and you can use them in everyday life.
That's right.
Waste no more time. Let's dive in.
Okay. Hey, dive in. We could do that with food, right?
Diving or dig in.
Dig in as well.
对。好，那民以食为天，我觉得这句话不仅是在中国 it's true. It's true of any culture,、
okay.
any people, right? Americans love food、
That's、
too,、
right.
so they have a lot of food idioms.
Sure.
比如说。
Well, we could start it off with、one of my favorite words, cheesy.
你喜欢 cheese 吗？
I do like eating cheese, but I don't like cheesy things.
Cheesy things.
Yeah.
那 cheesy 它有一个意思可能就是 if something contains too much cheese,、you can say it's very cheesy.
Right.
But very often,、it's not what this word means.
Right. It's,、for me, this is a really hard word to explain to non-native English speakers. Because、for us, it's just such a natural thing. You can look, maybe listen to a cheesy song,、and you know it's cheesy.
这个 cheesy 的含义呢基本上就是比如那种情歌是吧很多的 love songs、
Right, yes
你们会觉得它很 cheesy 就是其实就是肉麻、
I mean I'm thinking like 80s songs Almost all songs
80年代的一些
I'm not sure too sure about China But when I look at some of the old Or listen to some of these oldlove songs in China, I also get this feeling of a little bit cheesy.
你说中国的有一
些虽然你的人是我 And you know, the video, like, the video quality is kind of cheesy, and the song and lyrics are cheesy.
对就是肉麻的意思、cheesy 啊。那既然讲到 cheesy, 有一个呢意思很像的也和食物有关的这个词、
right.
这个 slang 就是
corny. Right.
Corn 就是玉米、
right.
对吧那么 corny 呢它这里和 cheesy 意思是很像的
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah. 那 Adam, cheesy, corny 一个是芝士一个是玉米、你知道为什么 like, these words now mean 肉麻
I don't know
我也不知道我们应该 Google 一下、yeah. 但可能有一个比如 cheesy 就是这个太腻了嘛就很肉麻、It's like too much.
Just too
Maybe.
That's what I always say is it's too much. And the other way I always try and say cheesy is that, you know, it's so bad that you like it.
就是虽然不健康对你不好但是它很好吃、或者这个肉麻的歌很好听还是很多人喜欢是吧
That's right.
好那当然这个西方人吃饭啊这个饮食里面除了 cheese 很重要以外呢 bread and butter 都很重要、
yes.
Then of course 英语里面就有很多和 bread butter 有关的俚语啊、今天我们要说到俚语挺多的大家可以看我们的微信公众号回复、食物俚语就可以看到今天推送我们配图 Hopefully 这样大家这个印象能够更深啊。那我们就来讲讲和 bread butter 有关的俚语吧
Okay, so for us, bread is money
啊你们，对你们来说面包是钱
Right, exactly
是你们的主食对吧 It's
yeah,
a staple
it's our staple food Sure, so bread is money and if we are working, you know, we are making money to buy breadSo often we will say the person that makes money in your family or your home is the breadwinner.
The breadwinner.
Right, so they go out into the world and work and they bring home the bread.
The bread.
Right.
就是家里那个养家糊口的那个人是吧就是说they are the breadwinner.
Breadwinner, right.
The primary breadwinner.
Right.
现在比如两个人都工作呀都赚钱可以说 they're both
the breadwinner.
The breadwinner.
Yeah.
可以啊。
Now, the other cool one I like for bread and butter is, what is your profession? Your profession is also your bread and butter.
就是形容你的这个职业。
Right. So, for us, we could say that, you know, podcasting is our bread and butter.
Okay, 那如果一个人是做我们叫做什么 marketing 的、他可以说 marketing is my、
sure.
bread and butter.
Yep.
如果你是一个搞技术的你可以说 technology.
Sure, technology is my bread.
bread and butter.
Or you can even focus a little bit, maybe、what kind of technology. Maybe you could say computers are my bread and butter.
就是你那个比较 specialized、
right.
那个专长、
right.
是吧 Okay, it's your bread and butter.、
Mm.
好那其实跟面包有关的还有一个词、或者 这其实是一个短语我觉得很形象就是形容一个人怀孕了
Oh, it's a great one, yeah、a bun in the oven You have a bun in the oven
对就是 oven 是烤箱现在很多人、
right.
They're into baking 喜欢自己烤点甜品啊什么的、你有一个 oven 但这个 oven 里面如果有一个 bun、
yeah.
B-U-N bun 其实也是就是面包圆面包、
right. Hamburger bun, hot dog bun
都是面、bun 啊、But if you have a bun in the oven、就是说肚子、
yeah.
肚子里面有个小 baby 是吧、
right.
就有了就怀孕就 a bun in the oven OK 诶既然讲到这种什么 baking bread, 我觉得还可以说的一个相关的就是 flaky 这个词。
Oh, okay, don't be flaky.
Yeah,
yeah.
flaky.
Like, you know, what was I going to say about flaky today again? What?
没有没有，对我来说 flaky 是先解释一下它的意思啊。就如果大家吃 apple pie,、对吧？美国的这种 pie.
Right.
它的那个派皮、如果是 flaky 的呢就是说很松软的、
okay.
很酥的、in dessert, I think it's a good quality.
Right, in dessert, it's a great quality.
But in people, it's not so good quality.
Right, like...
一个人 flaky 的话呢就是说它是不靠谱、对吧 Not very dependable.
Yeah, you can't rely on them.
Not very trustworthy.
Right.
然后我觉得说一个人 flaky 呢也不是说 they're dishonest, they're always
right,
lying.
Exactly.
It just means they're not, 就是不靠谱就对了。
Right, maybe they're just, their mind is somewhere else. They can't focus.
对然后或者就是说他们是那种比如经常跟人家约了最后又 cancel, 又不来呀、或者他经常 promise 你一些东西、
right.
前面讲得很好最后 they don't deliver.
Right.
对吧反正就是I guess it's like pie, 就是你把那个派皮弄松以后它就 it crumbles. It's flaky, so、
right.
it's not very firm, it's not very stable.
Right. He flaked out on me again.
对也可以把它变成一个动词词组、就是说 to flake out.、
On somebody.
其实它就有点像放鸽子的意思、
yeah.
to stand someone up.
Well,、
right?
that usually... Yeah, I mean, the effect is the same. But
you got stood up.
Right, but usually I think, like, if somebody stands me up versus somebody flakes
out
on me,、like, stand up is probably kind of mean, whereas flaked out, again, this person isn't very dependable. Maybe they forgot.
对对对对对是就是 flake out...更像就是他可能临时就决定啊我不来了或者什么、然后 stand up 可能 if you got stood up、
yeah.
可能就更严重一点、
yeah.
是吧好那从这个派啊面包啊我们既然都是这种比较甜的东西我们再说一个你喜欢的冰淇淋口味好了、
Ooh. Okay so、my favorite flavor is vanilla
香草
Yeah, when Jenny heard that, she said,
So boring.
You're boring. Whatever, it's a classic. All your favorite flavors will be gone in 2 years. No one will remember them.
So vanilla 是香草、但是呢它也能形容就是一个通常形容人比较多是吗
Yeah, yeah, exactly.、it means plain,、boring.
对就是比较、乏味的、就很平平无奇的、很没有任何特别的地方、
right.
是吧、
yeah.
So you can say 如果形容一个人可以说 He is so vanilla
Yeah, sure
OK、
yeah.
那也能形容比如你看了一部电影它如果是很 boring 的你可以说 The movie was so vanilla、
I wouldn't really say for that I'd just say the movie's boring
OK, so this word is mostly used to describe people
For people, yeah
Personalities
yeah
Vanilla、 OK, 甜品吃完我们再来吃主食。Can I order dessert first?
Yeah, you can.
爱吃甜品的人就这样。但我们现在既然说到主食呢，我觉得就说说 beef.
Beef.、Okay.
牛肉。北美人很爱牛肉、mm. 所以呢这个牛肉在北美文化里面it's very important.
Sure, of course.
那么在俚语里这个beef 呢、mm. 它的意思啊就是觉得也很值得来说
This is, means complain
抱怨、mm. 吐槽、
mm. So、maybe if someone wants to If I have a beef with someone
Somebody,、right. 对
Or with a company or with、yeah. a service It means I have a complaint
So you can say you have a beef
I have a beef with
With someone
Right
那 beef 我们都知道它其实是不可数的名词对吧比如你说我很爱吃牛肉 You just say I love beef You、
right.
wouldn't say I love beefs、
right.
但是在这个用法里面 You actually say I have a beef
A beef, yeah
With someone
Right, that's right、mm. And again, it doesn't have to mean like complain Like the act of complaining、Like to go somewhere and complain、It just means I don't like it
就是你有这种情绪你有这种感觉、
Sure
是吧
So I have a beef with、Actually, I don't want to say what I have a beef with
Is it me?
No, oh my God. Oh, come on Who could have a beef with you?
哎，但是我也听过人家用就是比如 What's your beef?
What's your beef? Yeah, what's,
what's
the matter?
Your beef what's with the situation? 就是你、
yeah.
你到底有哪里不满意你说出来就这个意思、
right.
是吧
Right, yes, exactly
好beef 好像在美语里面也能用来形容就是特别重要的东西、
mm.
hey, Let's get to the beef、
mm.
of the content 就是这个最重要的一个部分啊、
okay.
什么的 The beef of the story
Or the meat maybe、
The meat
The meat,
yes,、
yeah.
yes 就肉是吧
Right, yeah, right
Like the meat of the story、
yeah.
这个我觉得挺常用的
Yeah, because we just don't eat beef We also have, you know, lots of other kinds
Lamb,
of meat
Lamb, pork, chicken 所以肉这个词它也能形容就是最重要的 like 的主食嘛、
yeah.
是吧
Let's get to the meat of the issue
对 let's get to the meat of something好那我们今天讲了很多有意思的这个 food related 俚语最后我们想给大家总结一下、
mm.
诶说到总结也有一个特别好的 food related expression
In a nutshell
In a nutshell、mm. Nut 就是坚果、
mm.
然后 shell 就是壳子
So but a nut is usually very small,
small
right?
Exactly 小的
So if you're making this kind of summary at the end、
mm.
You can say that something in a nutshell is blah blah blah
So in a nutshell, there are many great and interesting and very useful food-related sayings and expressions
That's right.
in English.
And our audience, in a nutshell, is, you know, super, keen to always use new expressions.
对的，所以希望大家喜欢今天的这期节目，而且可以把你学到的东西呢在 appropriate, 在合适的场合底下使用啊。
嗯、
我一直觉得，学俚语啊，最开始的学习是，先去懂得它的意思，因为你要真的用的话 ，it's not the easiest to just pepper your
right.
Here's another one.
Oh, pepper, yeah.
Pepper, 撒胡椒粉啊。It's not easy to pepper your speech with all these idioms.
Sure.
因为这个真的是要慢慢，我觉得培养才会才会变成你这个口语里的一种习惯但刚开始 it really does start with understanding them
yeah,
first
absolutely
先懂得这些好那我们今天的节目就到这儿当然也希望大家把因为俚语是一个很大的这个范畴一个主题啊可以给我们一些意见说以后你想听到什么跟俚语有关的节目 we'll be happy to make shows about them
that's right
谢谢大家的收听那最后呢也说一下如果你想这个你的英语不只是简单的懂得一些俚语而是想真正的开口去跟别人交流在你的工作中日常生活中这个海外生活和旅游当中英语更好的话呢大家可以试一下我们的全英语付费课程每天都有更新而且是非常实用的场景还有很精彩的外教主播 Adam Spencer Diana 的讲解所以希望大家会喜欢学习一年只要629元 Thank you for listening We'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys